As the name shows, a variant of the cutaneous sarcoidosis which occurs in the pre-existing scars is known as scar sarcoidosis. These scars can result from surgery, trauma, acne, venipuncture, vaccination, herpes zoster, or any other procedure. Even the tattooing can result in the development of the sarcoidosis later on. But it must be differentiated from the foreign body reactions to the tattoo pigment. In scar sarcoidosis, how do we identify them? When the old scar become more erythematous and infiltrated, we suspect the development of sarcoidosis, and that's when we perform the biopsy, and the biopsy show typical sarcoid granulomas. It is associated with the chronic systemic sarcoidosis, that is pulmonary, mediastinal involvement, uveitis, peripheral lymphadenopathy, bone cyst, and parotid infiltration.